We are simply hours removed from WrestleMania 39. Let's talk about what happened and if we liked it. Hey gang, this is Ricky Raiden and you're listening to the Let's Level Up podcast. Welcome back. I missed you. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing very well. Like we said in the cold open, WrestleMania 39 was this weekend in Southern California, I think Inglewood to be exact, called WrestleMania Goes Hollywood. And it was a two-night affair, and I think when we compare both nights on paper and how I felt at the end of each night, night one, hands down, stole the show overall. Just some pretty incredible matches, some fun spots, some great storytelling, and well done. That's not to say that night two is without any redemption, because my God, maybe one of my favorite matches ever took place in night two. But let's dig into it. Let's talk about the things that we liked, the things that we didn't like. I've got a little thread going in Twitter of the things that I have been thinking about that I really did not enjoy. And I'm generally somebody that tries to not focus on things that I don't like. I'm generally somebody that tries to not harp on or specifically call out one, I don't think it's funny or clever, and just to talk crap. I just don't. Also, it's really bad for my mental health to really stew on it. But let's try to have fun with it. That's what I'm thinking we could do in this podcast. First off, they blew attendance records out of the water. They smashed every record that they've ever had, which, you know, great job, everybody involved in the production of WrestleMania 39. The stage looked incredible, absolutely fantastic. Just in the general feeling of seeing all like 80,000 plus people every night, incredible, man. It was just fantastic. Really, really the showcase of the Immortals. So well done. All right, so night one opens up in the daytime. Austin Theory versus John Cena. I really think that this is my least favorite match from the whole night, unless you count McAfee and Miz having an actual match, which I don't really. I think on the official records it is, but whatever. This match, Austin Theory won, the time 11 minutes and 20 seconds, retained his United States Championship. Now, on the Chill stream, which, if you haven't been watching, every Saturday we stream on Twitch, Saturday mornings. Come by, chat with me, watch us play WWE 2K23 or whatever other game that we're playing at the time. Theory retains over Cena in a, honestly, this match... It could have been on any Raw, any SmackDown. I didn't feel it was very special. If you know me, you know I'm not a Cena guy to begin with. I'm not a Theory guy either. It is what it is. Yeah. It is what it is. It was just okay. I miss Bobby having that belt. And man, he made that belt feel really special. Maybe he'll get it back soon. Who knows? So that was kind of the stinker of the night for me. And it was actually opened up the show. So it really, really started off on a kind of a bad note, but, moving into the, men's WrestleMania showcase, fatal four way tag team match. Honestly, I wish I had a little bit more. I wish I had a little bit longer. It lasted 8 minutes, 30 seconds. They could have easily done 10 minutes with all the talent in this match. It was a bit of a spot fest, but my God, some incredible spots were done. Ricochet, let's go through who was in the match really quick. The Street Profits, that's Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford. They won the match. They defeated Braun Strowman, Ricochet. Do they have a tag team name yet? I don't think so. Alpha Academy was also in the match. That's Gable and Otis. And the Viking Raiders were there, Eric and Ivar, along with Valhalla, which is just Sarah Logan. And, yeah, overall, match was really fun. Some really, really great spots. Some of my favorites, I think, was that huge superplex out of the corner with Ricochet kind of landing on everybody. That was dope. Dawkins just absolutely murking Strowman on the outside with that tackle was one of the coolest things ever. That is straight up gif worthy. And then I think Ricochet had some just incredible stuff. Also, Gable, oh my God, pick up Strowman and slammed him. Incredible. Incredible. I think the only team that didn't really look great in this, and I'm kind of sour on them right now to begin with, are just the Viking Raiders. Vikings in general don't do anything for me at all. And I don't know. I don't know. These guys also, I'm sure they're in ring shape or else they wouldn't be there, but they look like they've let themselves go a bit. I don't know. I don't know what that is. And sorry, I'm not trying to body shame anybody at all. It's just, my goodness. This is WrestleMania, you know, like this is it. Yeah, I know Dawkins has lost so much weight recently and just absolutely transformed his body. Gunther, same thing. Strowman, same thing. Like Strowman is lean and cut, man. And you know, and Otis is there, but Otis, that's the gimmick, right? So I don't know. The Viking Raiders, I just wish were, almost feel like cosplay Vikings, you know? And I think Eric and Ivar are extremely talented. I hope everything's going okay with their just like their personal lives and everything. I do love Sarah Logan and you know, all gussied up like Valhalla. I think that's a cool little gimmick. But I don't know. They just really didn't do it for me. I'd rather have Maximum Male Models in that spot. I think that would have been a great spot for Mansoor and Massé. Yeah, disappointed that they didn't get the opportunity. What's another tag team that could have been there? Legado, LWO could have been in that. Gosh, struggling to think of any more names. I mean, you can even have an NXT call up, I guess, but you know, it is what it is. The match itself was a lot of fun, and I wish they had more time to work. And again, I hope everything goes well with the Viking Raiders in the future. Try not to sound like a hater completely. Seth freaking Rollins defeated Logan Paul. Thank goodness that happened. This match was 16 minutes. Honestly, it felt a little long, but it was fun. It was fun. There was a big spot with KSI. I am an old person, so I don't really know who KSI is. I barely know who Logan Paul is. I understand that they've boxed each other. I understand they're both influencers or whatever. I don't care. The spot was a lot of fun. And we knew somebody was in the prime kind of gimmick. Hang on. You know what? He could have been in the damn tag match. The Good Brothers could have been there. Man. Good Brothers could have been in that match. What the hell? Come on. The men's tag division. We're going places. We're going places, especially with the Street Profits, you know, winning that match. Anyway, sorry. Back to Seth and Logan. Overall, it was fine. Really get it. So I go from kind of a low to a high to like, that was fun. Again, the 16 minutes, 15 seconds, a little bit long for my taste, but yeah, it did what it did. And Logan's a huge star. He's great. He's a great wrestler. I think that's not debatable at this point. Rollins got a big WrestleMania win. I guess it's a big win. I don't know. Does beating Logan Paul matter? No, I don't think so in the long run. But who knows what this means for Rollins moving forward. One of the things I really didn't like about this match was Seth's entrance, actually. I don't know why the WWE decided they needed to pipe in the oohs and ahs from the crowd when they're getting conducted by the maestro. It really was jarring and honestly took me out of it. I wish that didn't happen at all. And when the actual music started and you just heard the crowd kind of doing their natural thing, that to me was so much better. Like, it just, they didn't need that to happen, especially the way that it happened being so just like jarring and loud, like immediately. Trish Stratus and Lita, Becky Lynch defeat Damage Control, 14 minutes, 40 seconds, six-woman tag match. I believe produced by Jamie Noble. Excuse me, if you don't know, Damage Control is Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky. And my goodness. One, I wish Damage Control would have won the match. However, it was a damn good match. And a lot of fun. Absolute lot of fun. So far, as we're going through the card, this match takes match of the night for me. Just really great. 14 minutes, 40 seconds. They had plenty of time to work. The match never really got to a point where it felt like it was overstaying its welcome. We had some really cool spots. Everybody got their time to shine and do some cool stuff. It was kind of a perfect six-woman tag match, man. It was really good. Really, really good. Trish looked incredible. My goodness. Io, Bayley, my goodness. Just phenomenal, ladies. Yeah, I wish the good guys didn't win here, but, you know, it's good when you look at the whole weekend. It's good that we had some good guys win. Speaking of good guys winning, Rey Mysterio defeated Dominic Mysterio via pinfall in a singles match, 14 minutes, 55 seconds. Look, there's a lot of really, really, really amazing stuff that happened in this match. Some just incredible spots. Rey whipping Dominic with the belt. Oh, just fantastic. Fan-stinking-tastic. Honestly, and the entrances were fantastic as well. Snoop Dogg, the little nod to Eddie. Snoop Dogg driving out Rey in the car. Really, really nice. Rey's gear looked great. Dominic's entrance may have been my favorite entrance from the whole weekend. I loved the Judgment Day Mysterio gear. I loved the prison video package. I loved him coming out in the corrections van. Just fantastic stuff, man. The only thing about this match, and honestly, it's a big distractor, is that Dan Cinnamon Toast Crunch product placement, completely unnecessary. This was a big match, storyline-wise. They've been telling the story for a while now, and it's had a prominent role on television. And it almost feels like we're downplaying the severity in the story that we're telling, to throw in Cinnamon Toast Crunch. If we wanted to take it a step further, as a Latino individual myself, I felt that it was a little disrespectful. Rey coming off of his Hall of Fame induction, to have a ring plastered with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I thought that was unnecessary, and honestly could have been any of the other matches that we've talked about so far. Absolutely any of them. Should have probably been the Austin Theory and Cena match, to be honest, to have the Cinnamon Toast Crunch crap there. And it's crazy to even say that out loud. We got an LWO appearance. They helps fight off Finn and Damian. Just really, really looking forward. Bad Bunny make a big save, prevented Damian from hitting Rey with the chain, I think. Or was that Dominic that had the chain? No, it was Dominic that had the chain because he got it from Damian. Damian's hid the chain within the coat. That's what it was. So overall, again, great, great, great time. This became match of my night. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair. I had to go back and rewatch this one because I had a bit of a bathroom break. It actually went long, 23 minutes, 35 seconds, almost the longest match of the night. Singles match for the WWE SmackDown Women's Champion. People are calling this maybe one of the best women's matches. And it really delivered hard-hitting stuff, some incredible spots. Rhea and Charlotte, absolute masters, won that crowd over, had them so stinking hot. Rhea wins in the end. And just really kind of sets a new chapter for her moving forward. You know, from Royal Rumble winner, that was a huge moment, to winning at WrestleMania, an even bigger moment. Really excited to see what happens with Rhea now, and with the Judgment Day as well. Like, does she continue with them, or does she do something different? I don't think she has a reason to not continue with the Judgment Day, unless she just doesn't want to be around a bunch of losers anymore, which she has a great argument for if they want to take her down that road. Next we have a bit of a cooler. The Miz and Snoop Dogg come out, give the attendance records. Snoop Dogg puts Miz in a match. Out comes Pat McAfee. 3 minutes 46 seconds later, 3 minutes 40 seconds later, Pat McAfee defeats the Miz. Honestly, Miz is a two-time Grand Slam champion. He's done probably everything that he's going to do in wrestling of merit, and if he doesn't mind these spots that he's in and he gets a check, then great, man. He does the goon well. He does the silly heel very, very well. Just wish it was a little, I don't know, something different. Wish it was a little something different, especially when we look into both nights. The kind of the same kind of thing happens. We'll just talk about that more when we get into night two here. All right, the match, the night ends with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn defeating the Usos, ending their 600 and something consecutive day streak as tag team champions. My God, what a match. 24 minutes, 15 seconds. The first time ever in the history of WrestleMania that the tag team titles were defended in the main event of WrestleMania. And my God, just absolutely legendary match. The Sammy and KO, I think a lot of people picked them to win, but even with kind of the outcome already spelled out, it was just really stinking fun, really stinking good. So many amazing spots on just the night itself, and you gotta love the ending as well. Just that reaction from Sammy and Kevin. You gotta love the little nod to Reseda, California, and PWG, where you know KO and Sammy really got their start. You know, started making a big name for themselves in the U.S. stage, and it's fantastic. And the Usos. Jay and Sammy, maybe my favorite performers in professional wrestling in the last 2 years, 3 years. They're just absolutely incredible in everything that they've done. Got to give it to the Usos as well. One of the best tag teams, if not the best tag team on the planet. They're phenomenal. They're just absolutely incredible. I can't wait to see what happens in the fallout with them losing the titles. I can't wait to see what happens with KO and Sammy. I don't think they're going to hold the titles for very long. I don't think we're going to get a long reign here. In fact, I'd put the titles on the Street Profits by SummerSlam in some form or fashion. And who knows? I don't know if New Day is going to come back. Kofi's leg's going to be okay. If Big E's neck's going to be okay, maybe they can get involved with KO and Sammy. I think they do some great stuff. I think Braun Strowman and Ricochet, fantastic. I think Alpha Academy are fantastic. So excited to see what happens there. And what happens with those titles? Do they split them back up? Are they going to keep them unified? Is each show going to get their own tag team championship? Maybe. I don't know. I love the idea of a unified title, specifically with the tag team division. It's just not... I think they just mean so much more as one belt than two separate titles that can be defended, in my opinion. I think I'm a minority there as well. Anyway, so night one ends just absolute red hot. We really have this just incredible build, starting with that tag match and lasting all the way through to the end tag match, and just incredible stuff from everybody involved. We just went to sleep. Actually, it took me hours to go to sleep after Mania night one because I was so jacked after that. After KO and Sammy won. Just, again, fantastic work to everybody. Night two opens up. We're riding a high, right? And I got to say, night two overall, I'm a little bit bummed with. Now, we open up with Brock Lesnar and Omos with MVP. Brock Lesnar wins. The match lasts 4 minutes and 55 seconds, which is okay. It's a Brock match. We've grown to expect that. I think it could have lasted a couple extra minutes. I think Omos could have done quite a bit more damage before Brock turned things around, took Omos to Suplex City, F5'd him. Omos is huge, is a feat of strength, right? We knew we were going to get that. But it is just a kind of overall a little bit of a disappointing match, in my opinion. Then we go into, in my opinion, the worst match of the whole weekend outside of the Miz's stuff. Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler defeat Liv Morgan and Raquel, Natalya and Shotzi, Chelsea and Sonya. I don't know what happened here. The ending of this match was super messy. I think Shayna got hurt, legitimately. I hope she's okay, because I love Shayna. But she ended up coming back into the ring, limping around on that foot. Her boot was off. Her foot was taped. So I'm thinking they had to cut a lot of stuff down because something. Maybe more than one thing didn't happen or didn't go according to plan. 8 minutes, 25 seconds. just a really messy spot fest. And my goodness, do I love Liv Morgan and Shotzi and Chelsea and Shayna. I wish these ladies could have gotten something meaty and a storyline to really sink their teeth into. But I guess they did with the best they were given. Unfortunately for me, it just did not work. So off to a really disappointing start into night two, I guess is what I'm saying. But then, my God, Gunther defeated Sheamus and Drew McIntyre in a triple threat for the Intercontinental Championship. 16 minutes, 40 seconds. My goodness, what a match. This may be the match of the entire weekend, in my opinion. Just absolutely fantastic, brutal, hard-hitting stuff. It was great. It was everything that I thought this match was going to be and a little bit more. Just absolutely fantastic. Gunther, incredible. That crowd was so hot for Sheamus. I think they really, really wanted Sheamus to win and get that Intercontinental Championship. But when Gunther ended up getting the win, everyone's still on their feet applauding because they were just so in awe of what they had just seen. Incredible work, guys. That is a truly, truly a special match that we got to see. Bianca Belair retains her Raw Women's Championship over Asuka, 16 minutes, 5 seconds. Boy, was I heartbroken. I love Asuka. I love her. And she deserves to be champion. I think she needs to be champion. I think she's so special. I'm not to say that Bianca isn't. I think Bianca is very, very special as well. She's incredibly strong. She's a great performer. She's got a great style. She's great, but I'm just such a huge Asuka fan. If you've ever looked at my Twitter, you've seen me tweet once a week, Asuka over everyone, and I mean that. And damn, I hope it happens soon. You know, I hope she gets another big title run before she decides to stop. She's mid-40s now. You know, I don't know how many years she's going to want to keep doing this. And I was really hoping that this would be a really kind of standout year for her on the main roster. Yeah, I guess we'll see what ends up happening there. We have another Miz Snoop Dogg match. Miz is mad at Snoop because of what happened the night before with McAfee getting involved, Snoop feeling embarrassed. Snoop has another challenger. Out comes Shane O'Mac. Shane O'Mac gets on the mic, says he really appreciates the warm reception that he got from the fans. The fans were super stoked to see him. I was surprised to see Shane. I didn't think we were ever going to see him in the WWE again, legitimately, after the Royal Rumble fiasco. Like, I didn't think it was going to happen. But it was great to see him. Unfortunately, 1 minute and 20 seconds after that bell rang, Shane hops over the Miz, lands bad on his knee, apparently tears his quad, and is legit injured out. Of the match. This leads Snoop and Miz to just be total pros and work a little match themselves. Snoop punches Miz twice, hits him with a Snoop Dogg people's elbow, and that part was fun. The one part here that was really kind of disappointing is that we got the same kind of story in night one from the Miz and Snoop. So it felt a little formulaic for me. It wasn't that great. Even with Shane making a big surprise, I thought this would have been a really cool match for Miz to pick a person to fight on his behalf, for Snoop to pick a person to fight on his behalf, and for us to get LA Knight versus Bobby Lashley on this card. Even if they only worked for 6 or 7 minutes, maybe LA got a promo in, Bobby squashes. I don't know what the deal would have been. But to me, it would have been so much more special if that would have happened. Next up, also kind of a sour note for me, Edge versus the Demon Finn Balor in a Hell in a Cell match, 18 minutes, 10 seconds, Edge wins, the Demon loses. I'm so bummed. I'm just absolutely bummed. I think, I don't think I enjoy Hell in a Cell at all. I don't think it's for me. One of the big spots here, that was unintentional. Finn got his head split open with a really, really nasty cut. Medical was able to staple his head at ringside, keep him from bleeding to death all over everything. Another thing that was super distracting about this match, not the colors. I really enjoyed seeing all the Judgment Day purple on everything. I thought that was really cool. I'm a child. But them saying Brood Edge really, really distracted me because there was nothing about the Edge that we saw that reminded me of the Brood other than his Impaler, you know, DDTs that he was doing. You know, as a nod to Gangrel, but they even called it the Execution at some point. So what was it? Was it the Impaler or was it the Execution? I don't know. No Bloodbath, no Brood music. I don't know what that was. And it really, really confused me and honestly hurt the match, my experience with the match. Also, I do not agree with the booking here at all. The Demon should have gone over Edge 1,000 times out of 1,000. Edge and Beth just got the win over Finn and Rhea. Finn needed a big win here, and I don't know what the future of the Judgment Day is after this. I don't know if they're going to be a thing anymore. I don't see how, with Dom and Finn losing, with Finn and Rhea losing before, Rhea is a champion now. I don't think she needs them. She's the star of the faction, and interested to see what happens. I expect them to implode sooner than later. Maybe in San Juan. Well, we'll get Damian Priest will get a big spot, I'm assuming. And maybe the fallout from Backlash in San Juan, Puerto Rico will have something to do with the Judgment Day's demise. We'll see. I don't think them as a faction going forward, at least in the current iteration, makes a lot of sense. Finally, we have the main event of WrestleMania, the real main event, the match that ends all the other matches. Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman and Solo Sikoa defeating Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. 34 minutes, 35 seconds, the longest match of the night. Boy, did people hate this. They hated the booking of this. My goodness. I loved it. I thought it was great. Granted, is it something that we've seen before? Yeah, we've seen Roman do win like this before, specifically at Clash of the Castle, with a Samoan spike from Solo, interference from the Bloodline. We did see KO and Sammy come out and you know take care of the Usos when the Usos try to get involved. We saw Cody fight through many a super kick, a spear, a couple Superman punches. But unfortunately, that spike and spear combo at the end of the match just was too much. Fought through that guillotine. Let's talk about some just incredible moments here. Cody giving that, giving the weight belt to little Brody, negative one. My God, teared me up, gave me that lump in the back of my throat. Just a beautiful, beautiful moment. Going into that match, incredible, just incredible stuff. So many journalists and things have commented that the WWE fumbled this. Honestly, I couldn't disagree with you guys any more than I do. I think Triple H said exactly what I was thinking in the press conference. We don't finish this story. Finishing the story was a really dumb thing, in my opinion. It's not over. This story is going to keep happening today on Raw. We're going to see Cody versus Roman again sometime in the future. Maybe it'll be different next time, but right now it's not the time. Absolutely not the time. So many people saying that a WWE fumbled the biggest babyface opportunity since John Cena and Cody Rhodes. Again, couldn't disagree with you more. This is the same Cody Rhodes that almost 100% of AEW's audience turned on within 2 years. Cody is going to, I see that Cody's a fantastic babyface. I think Cody's a better heel. They don't need him to play a heel right now. We need strong babyfaces to go against the Bloodline and to stop Roman, obviously. But to think that he is going to be Cena or you know the next huge babyface. It's just it kind of hyperbole, and it's just like I'm saying this is also hyperbole. It's something that you can talk about, but the fans are going to turn on Cody as soon as he wins that belt. My goodness, so fast they're going to turn on him, and I enjoy him getting cheered, legitimately getting cheered. I think he deserves it. and everything that he's doing. I love the nods to Dusty last night. Oh my goodness. From the figure four to the bionic elbow. Just a beautiful match. All in all to say that I'm really just very happy with the outcome. Very happy with the night. I think when we compare night one and night two, night one to me was just a better showcase. Even though we had match of the weekend in Gunther and that IC title match on night two, Asuka losing really took it out of me. That Hell in a Cell match took it out of me. The Miz stuff took it out of me. That Ronda Rousey ladies tag match took it out of me. Brock and almost took it out of me. But my goodness, we had some really great stuff. Even though I didn't like the booking of Bianca and Asuka, it was still a good match. So WrestleMania, all in all, smashed through a ton of records. Fantastic show overall. Really, really fun stuff. And I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know if you did. Hit me up on Twitter. What are your thoughts? Am I way off base here? Do you disagree with everything? Maybe. But either way, I love you. And I love wrestling. And my God, I can't wait for WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. I'm so excited for that. Yeah, I think I'll leave you with that. So thank you so much. You, the person listening to this podcast right now, hearing my voice at this moment, I want you to know one thing. You're good enough. You are absolutely good enough. And you're awesome. Don't let anybody, even yourself, tell you otherwise. And if you ever need a reminder of just how awesome you are, hit up your old pal Ricky Raiden on Twitter at Let's Level Up, letslevelup.net, all the way, everywhere on social media, on the internet. I appreciate you. Stop by, chat with me every Saturday morning on the Chill Stream on Twitch or YouTube or Facebook or Kick or Trovo, or any of the places you can live stream. I'll be there. I appreciate you. Love you. Bye-bye.